When the land was purchased for a new school in Currumbong, the vision was to sell some of the land surrounding it to families associated with the school. In order to show her faith in the project, Ellen White was the first to negotiate for land for a home, garden and orchard, and chose 16 hectares or 40 acres. This home, once built, would be her place of residence from 1896 to 1900. While the home was being built, Ellen White stayed on site to ensure that it was done correctly, but also to help out, helping to clear the land, driving her own two-horse team, and planting trees, all at the age of 68. Establishing a home in the bush wasn't easy, and it took a lot of hard work to get the land from what it looked like on arrival to what it looks like today. Kangaroos and other wild native animals roamed freely, and it was necessary to get a good watchdog. Tiglath-Pileser was named after an Assyrian king who had a reputation for being cutthroat and ruthless. Ellen loved the climate here, saying that it was beautiful and the best that she had experienced. Due to the frequent sunshine, she named this particular home Sunnyside. The stories that happened here in this house and in this area are many, and her influence was great, not just as a church leader, but also as a community leader. There is one instance where children in the area were stealing clothing off the washing line. Rather than letting the authorities deal with it, Ellen White went round to the houses and arranged to hold sewing classes with the mothers, teaching them how to better their lives. Her faith was not just theoretical, but it was practical, demonstrating the love of Jesus to those whom she met. One of the most significant accomplishments of her time here in this house was a completion of the masterpiece, The Desire of Ages. This book starts with the birth of Jesus and goes through to his ascension and records in vivid detail, using the best language possible, every aspect of Jesus' life. Taking advantage of the pleasant climate here at Sunnyside, some of this book was written under a tree outside. This book has changed countless lives over the years. Other books that were completed during her time here are Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing and Christ Object Lessons. One of the pioneer evangelists in Australia, Pastor J.B. Conley, spoke how once when his family was in a time of need, Ellen White immediately harnessed her horse and went and visited them. She brought fruit from her own garden as well as encouraged them. Numerous other individuals and families also experienced Ellen White helping them out during her time here. Ellen White's time in Australia would have a huge impact on the church here as a comprehensive foundation and structure was put in place. However, she never lost her passion for helping people out and demonstrating practically the love of Jesus in her neighborhood. Unfortunately, too often, too many of us have been introduced to Ellen White through the words Ellen White says, followed by a rebuke or a counsel, but the Ellen White who lived here always sought to reflect Jesus practically in all she did. May we get to know this side of Ellen White as well, and may we reflect Jesus in our lives wherever we may be.